The 15th International Organ Festival got underway at Prague's St. James Basilica on Thursday night, with a recital by the American organist John Scott. In a series of 8 concerts over a month and a half, the city's music lovers will have the chance to hear some of the world's best players perform on the biggest and best organ in the Czech capital. The International Organ Festival was started back in the mid-1990s by one of the Czech Republic's leading players, Irena Křibková, who herself is the organist at St. James Basilica.
The festival arose because I felt that the opportunity to hear foreign organists was really lacking in Prague. Under the previous regime, there were beautiful cycles at the Rudolfinum, but later those recitals kind of faded away. At that time, I myself started at St. James Basilica, and I saw the possibility of renewing those cycles on our organ, because we have the biggest one in Prague. It allows performers to present a broad repertoire, from the Baroque to the contemporary.
Prague's International Organ Festival looks rather different today than when it was first held back in 1996, says Irena Křibková.
Jako všechno, I festival se vyvíjel.
Like everything else, the festival has developed. At the start, we did everything somewhat on the fly with a couple of volunteers. The selection of performers was, I don't want to say random, but everything was wrapped up in the euphoria after the revolution. Gradually, even foreign organists started to find out that we had a renowned festival here, and they started contacting us themselves, offering to take part. So the choice of performers is greater. We also started using video projections, so the audience can see exactly how organists are playing on a big screen. For 3 years now, we've had an accompanying exhibition, so I think the festival is developing successfully.
Mrs. Křibková is herself performing in the 4th of the festival's 8 recitals. Among the other guests are organists from the USA, Japan, France, and Slovakia. Unsurprisingly, many of the concerts feature the music of that giant of organ music, Johann Sebastian Bach. But several also include the work of a great Czech 20th century organist, Jiří Ropek. Indeed, the 2010 festival is dedicated to the late composer and teacher.
Dr. Jiří Ropek was the organist at St. James Basilica for 46 years. Under the previous regime, his work was rare and in its own way important. St. James Basilica was the only church where concerts took place in those days. It was a kind of refuge for students and intellectuals, and when Dr. Ropek played it, it was jammed to the rafters.
Though he lived behind the Iron Curtain for most of his life, Jiří Ropek achieved considerable success internationally.
Most of his compositions were published in the UK or the US because, as a church organist, he wasn't in favor with the previous regime. Very quickly, his compositions found their way into the repertoires of most organists, both at home and abroad. He taught at the Prague Conservatory for 20 years. He was highly educated, and some of those he taught went on to become jazz musicians. One of his students was the rock musician Michal Kocáb, who's now a former minister. So his work encompassed a broad spectrum.
Today, Irena Křibková herself is among the front-ranking Czech organists. Her interest in the instrument dates back to childhood.
Já hraju na varhany od svých 10 let.
I've been playing the organ since I was 10. I've always been interested in music since I was small. I started on the piano and then I saw an organ when I went with my parents to church every Sunday. I was taken with it, all the rods, the pedal board. The sound is unusual, with various colors altering, so I was really taken with it, and I wanted to get to know the instrument more closely.
And what is it about organ music that gives it its magic, even in our increasingly secular age?
Nemáte na světě dvoje stejné varhany.
No two organs in the world are the same. The organist never stops creating. It's very creative work. Compared to other instruments, it requires a lot of investment because the player has to once again create a composition to give it color according to the particular organ he's playing on. And you can't play every piece on the organ. Each instrument is made for a different kind of repertoire. It comes with a certain tension. You think, what awaits me in this church? What kind of instrument will it be? As well as that, the instrument is linked to the acoustics. So before a concert, I have to rehearse to establish a kind of contact with the space, with the instrument.
St. James Basilica is home to the Czech Republic's second biggest organ. The largest is in Olomouc. But the church's organ, completed in 1705, is the biggest and the best in the capital, says Irina Krzypkova. Apart from its rare instrument, what makes the venue so special?
Tak zcela jistě její akustika.
It's acoustics, without doubt. Recently, all the concert halls and churches in Prague were measured in this regard, and the Basilica was found to have the second best acoustics in the city. It was originally Gothic. The dome was burnt out, and then it became Baroque. The ceiling was lowered, but the length remained the same, so the reverberation is ideal. The interior is amazing, with Baroque paintings, statues, and so on. The whole impression that it makes leaves listeners with a feeling of calm and a kind of spiritual charge.